to Book Spoilers. I'm Emily.
And I'm Susie.
And here we're going to talk all things book related, with no regrets when spilling all the secrets and surprises of our most recent reads. Now, some of these will be our favourite books, while others were just misses in our opinion. So follow along on this journey to find out what to read, what to avoid, and what to get excited for. Today we will be discussing The Cruel Prince by Holly Black.
Can I just start off by saying this is one of my absolute favourite books ever.
Yes.
The plot is so complex
mm-hmm.
and well thought out, and it is just phenomenal, okay?
Yes.
So let's just get that out of the way. Now, the plot overview is going to take me a second because there is so much, there's so much to it, so let's just get right mm-hmm. into it. The story follows our main character, Jude. Now, the family web and all the characters get a little bit interesting, so let's just stick with me here. Jude has a twin sister, Taryn,
mm-hmm.
and a half-sister, Vivian. Now, this book is all about Fae and the lines between the human world and the Fae world. Jude and Taryn are both human, and Vivian is half-human, half-Fae. And Jude's stepfather, who is Vivian's real father, is Madoc, okay? He is a little bit crazy, in my opinion, but he is wanting to socially climb and politically climb within the Fae structure. Now, Jude really also wants to be doing this. She wants to be climbing within the social and political structure of the world of Fae. And so she decides to work for Prince Dane as a spy. Part of this arrangement means that she can't be tricked or hoaxed or spelled into anything by anyone else, so she kind of repels magic, which is really good, and she takes up the offer, and it also helps her socially climb. And so she's working as a spy for Prince Dane. Now, there are a couple other spy members in Dane's court. That's the Ghost, the Roach, and the Bomb. We'll get to them in a minute. The way the Fae world works is when the king is about to pass, he chooses who of his children mm-hmm. is going to be the heir, the new king or queen. So it comes to coronation day, and Prince Dane is pretty confident that he's going to, you know, be crowned king. But then Prince Balakin, who is, I think, a younger brother to Prince Dane, but still older of all the siblings, he and Madoc have planned a rebellion of sorts, and they kill everybody. They kill all the siblings, basically, because they want to eliminate people.
Competition.
So basically the only person that they haven't really killed is Prince Cardin. Now, he's the youngest, I believe, of the siblings. He's around Jude's age. Basically what this means is when a royal is about to get crowned, another member of the royal family needs to crown the upcoming royal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically they need Cardin to be alive so Cardin can crown Balakin. So they're basically gonna hold Cardin
hostage
and make him crown Balakin. The only thing is nobody can find Cardin. He's nowhere to be seen. And Jude's thinking at the moment, oh my gosh, what if somebody figures out that I was a prince for...
a spy.
So basically Jude is thinking, what if somebody figures out I'm a spy for Prince Dane? So she's thinking, oh my gosh, I better get out of here. So she starts, you know, climbing underneath tables and scooting the way out. But as she's doing this, she finds Cardin drunk underneath one of the tables. And she's like, Cardin, what are you doing here? And then he's just like, yeah, I don't really care. You know, he's really laid back and...
He's like, also, like, what are you doing? You're going to get killed. You know, they're both, like, worried about the other person.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
And basically she takes him as hostage and then takes him back to the ghost Roach and Bomb, because they're still all working together in Prince Dane's memory almost, yeah. You know.
Mm.
So they are holding Prince Cardin under duress.
They're just, yeah, holding yeah. him in the wine cellar.
Yeah. The thing about Cardin, though, is that all his life he's bullied Jude. So they are mortal enemies. Mm-hmm. They are enemies, you know.
Of the worst type.
Of the worst type. So Jude absolutely hates Cardin. And Cardin hates Jude. And I say hates because we find out that he doesn't actually hate her. He's actually secretly in love with her.
Yeah, but he hates her for that.
He hates being in love with her. Anyway, that's just, like, the cutest thing. Oh, my God, I can't. basically, we find out that Jude's younger brother, Oak, is also a member of the royal family by, you know, some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jude convinces Cardin to, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to make you crown Oak, and then somebody will just rule as regent for the time being. And then Cardin's like, yeah, okay, I guess I agree to that. But then Jude pulls a fast one, mm-hmm. and she actually gets Oak to crown Cardin. So that's a bit, you know.
He's angry about that one.
Yeah, he's really angry with that. And that's kind of where the book leaves off, like finishes, I think.
There's also, they did this thing between Jude and Cardin where Jude was like, you must swear your service to me. And he was like,
for a year
and
1 day.
And 1 day and not a minute more. So for that long, Cardin has to do everything Jude says. And obviously he's going to be on the throne. So technically Jude is going to be the mastermind behind all the royal decisions and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which is a win for her.
Which is a win for her. She gets the power and that's what she wanted. So
yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, that's the main guts of the plot.
Of the story. It's a lot to cover. And honestly, you have to read it to fully appreciate everything.
Yeah. There's so many other things.
Yeah, there's so many twists and turns. And, you know, Cardin has this group of friends who are all just bullies to Taryn and Jude.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Jude falls in love with one of Cardin's friends almost.
Yeah.
Lurk. Mm-hmm. That's how we pronounce it. You know, it's L-O-C-K-E.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Lurk for today.
Yeah.
Lurk, she falls in love with Lurk, and Lurk's really flirtatious with her, and, you know, everything's going good.
Mm-hmm.
Then we find out that Lurk is actually two-faced, and he's seeing her sister, Taryn, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Taryn just is so infatuated with him. She's like, I swore I wouldn't say anything, but he truly loves me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't love you. And they kind of...
She was a real meanie.
Yeah, she kind of stabs her in the back. Yes. And so that's
so there becomes a quite a big rift between the twins and
yeah, definitely.
Jude's definitely like, well, you can have Lurk because he sucks. Yeah. So,
and
Taryn, I have power now, so
yeah,
bye.
Yeah, Jude definitely gets rid of love and takes it for power. Like,
oh, yeah, she trades one. Yeah, yeah, she love trades for power, which ultimately I would do that too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends. In her situation, I definitely wouldn't stay with Luke because he was just silly.
True.
Yeah. But, yeah. I think we should go on to the tropes.
Yes, definitely.
And the biggest trope of all is enemies to lovers. Obviously. And it's not fully developed in the first one because it's a trilogy. So the lovers aspect, like, we get a glimpse
of that. It's suggested.
At the end, there is a kiss between them.
Yeah.
But we don't fully get that aspect of their relationship until, like, the end of the second book or halfway. Like, the second book and the third book, definitely. But what I love about it most is that this is, like, the true definition of enemies to lovers. Like, they were actually truly enemies.
It wasn't just they kind of were tolerating each other. Like, yeah, they hated each other.
It wasn't, like, petty, like, I just don't like you because, you know, you're better than me or whatever. They were like, I want to kill you.
Yeah.
And I have tried.
Yeah.
And I just love how... And that also follows through the whole relationship. Like, even when they discover that they sort of like each other in a different way, they're still like, I still hate you sort of thing. They're yeah. like, screw you.
Yeah. I agree. Mm. Another kind of, it's not really a trope, but they've got code names in there. So the yes. ghost, the roach, the bomb. And then throughout the whole book, it's kind of like Jude's testing for a spy,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting her in different situations to see if she can prove how good she is to be a spy. And at the end of the book, the roach, the ghost, and the bomb are like, oh, we've got your code name. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, what is it? And they're like, the queen.
Yeah. And this is and this is after the coronation, so after Cardin was made king. And so just hearing that was just like, oh. Because she, I think her thoughts before that was like, oh, I bet you they're going to say I'm like the liar or something because yeah. she lied. But when they were like the queen, I was just like, oh. Chills,
yeah,
honestly.
Or like something like they always put it against humans, so something like the human or the human liar or something like that. But the fact that it's they put her the in queen. Such yeah
like, oh, it's amazing. Also
chef's kiss
foreshadowing, you know, so
yeah.
Spoiler. Don't want to spoil too much, but like, you know.
Yeah, well, it is book spoilers.
Yes. Okay, well, favorite moments.
Okay, my favorite moment is when they're in the wine cellar,
mm-hmm.
which is where they're hiding out, and Jude comes back after, you know, investigating whatever, and she finds Cardin drunk, and she's like, guys, what are you doing? And everybody else is playing cards mm-hmm. or, you know, something like that. She's like, guys, what are you doing? And they're like, and what does Cardin say?
She's like, he's my prisoner. Like, why isn't he? Because he used to be tied to a chair. And she's like, why is he not tied to his chair? And he's like, well, you can tie me if you want. Just I need, like, one hand to play cards or whatever. And then I think, I don't know what she says, but something along the lines of, like, you know, we haven't decided what we're going to do with you. And he's sort of just like, well, you know, I want to have fun in the meantime. Like, yeah. I don't want to be all sad in a chair in the corner or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I might as well be drinking. We're in a wine cellar. I want to play cards. He likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
He doesn't take anything seriously. And I guess that's just hilarious. Sort of piggybacking off that, the moment before at the coronation, I just hit Cardin throughout that whole scene was just hilarious. Just because he was so drunk in such a serious life-threatening situation.
Yeah.
And he just, like, you know...
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, he couldn't care less. Jude's like, you're literally going to be killed if we don't get you out of here. And he's like, you're going to be killed if we don't get out of here, so follow me. And she's like, no, you're following me sort of thing. And they're both sort of just bickering to lead the other, and it's just...
That's their whole relationship, just bickering.
Yeah, they both like to sort of be in charge. They both quite have dominant personalities, so they definitely butt heads a lot in that regard, so... It's very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
When Cardin is drunk, you know it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I also just liked all the unexpected moments and the complexity of the writing and the detail to the setting and the character development and just there was so much thought put into the book. I just love that.
Learning about the world and, like, you know, the customs and how everything works, you know, how fae can glamorize, I think that's what they call it, the humans, put them under spells and do that sort of stuff. And it's a really good world to get into.
Do you rate it? I rated it, surprise, 5 stars.
Oh, yes, same, 5 out of 5. It ticks off a lot of boxes. Amazing plot, like complex plot, good sort of romance, like enemies to lovers romance, and like a good world, like fantasy,
world building, and
fairies, but not in like the fairies, like fairies as in they will kill you.
Yeah.
Like they are not to be messed with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it puts them into like a different light.
Yeah. I feel. Mm, yeah. Definitely. Age?
Age, 14. Well, would you recommend it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Cool. We're on the same page.
Literally, yes.
But it is high fantasy, so if you're not into fantasy...
Then don't read it.
I would not read this. But if you've liked fantasy books in the past, this will be your new favourite book.
Yes, this will be just chef's kiss, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, 14 plus, there's nothing too crazy in this book, just for anyone who wants to enjoy that. So, yeah.
Okay, and that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Book Spoilers Podcast and leave any questions or discussions you have in the comments section underneath the post for this episode. Thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Bye.